Answers Magazine, Volume 10.3, page 19. Impact, out of Africa. A dentist in the suburbs of Johannesburg, South Africa, Boke Bokma, wanted to find a way to spread the word of the Creator in his country, considered by most evolutionary leaders to be the cradle of humankind. He found a simple but imaginative way to spark conversations with patients. Dinosaur models. Boke didn't think deeply about evolution until he heard detailed evolutionary teaching in his teens. At that point, he recognized evolution was contrary to God's word and became passionate about creation. He has collected more than 200 models of dinosaurs and Ice Age animals, which he displays on the wall in his dental surgery room. When people ask why he has dinosaurs in a dental office, they give him an opportunity to talk about creation and Jesus Christ, the Creator. That was a start, but Boke has bigger plans. He wants to build a creation museum on an 86-acre farm he bought near the Sterkfontein Caves, a tourist destination where many Australopithecus fossils, supposed ancestors of humankind, have been found. The first stage of the planned museum is a creation garden, with separate themed displays for each of the 6 days of creation, and a prayer garden, representing day 7, where visitors are encouraged to reflect on and commune with their Creator. Boke hopes to finish the creation garden in 2015 or 2016, and then plan the museum itself. It will begin as a 33-foot, 10-meter section of Noah's Ark, totaling about 11,000 square feet, or 1,000 meters squared. More sections can be added, as God provides, until the museum reaches the full length of the Ark, with 14 33-foot sections in all. In addition to planning the museum, this creative dentist speaks about creation whenever he gets the opportunity, in churches, schools, universities, and other gatherings. In 2011, he organized South Africa's first creation conference in Johannesburg. Since then, he has organized conferences in the city of Centurion in 2012 and at his farm in 2014. He is preparing for another in July 2015 in the nearby country of Zambia. When we have resolve and willingness to seek opportunities to share our faith, a simple start can grow into an international outreach.
Reaching a different culture. A largely unreached culture is all around us. Approximately 1 million people in the United States are functionally deaf. Many consider themselves part of deaf, with a capital D, culture. The capital D emphasizes their cultural identity with their own language, history, and customs. Their native language is not English. They communicate fluently using American Sign Language, ASL. Ministry to the deaf is literally ministry in a different language and to a different culture. Calvin Farley believes that God prepared him for a special role in that kind of ministry. Since he was born deaf, he knows the challenges and rewards of being part of deaf culture. He also had a brush with atheism, so he understands the value of creation apologetics. In deaf residential school, Calvin was greatly influenced by a science teacher who taught evolution and discounted Genesis. As a result, Calvin's faith wavered for 8 years, and he considered becoming an atheist or agnostic. When he finally found answers, he also found a new passion to teach other deaf Christians how to defend their faith. When Calvin heard creation evangelist Ken Ham speak through an ASL interpreter, he was thrilled to get answers to his many questions. That day, he knelt down and said, "I'm so sorry for doubting you, God." At that moment, he says, "God called me to be a teacher for the deaf and to train deaf people to learn how to defend their faith in Christ." While he works on a master's degree in deaf education, Calvin has been diligently studying apologetics and gaining practical experience as an adult deaf Sunday school teacher at his church. He presented a 4-hour workshop on creation and the flood to about 30 deaf people at another church, and the Lord keeps opening doors to ministry. Recently, he had an opportunity to share his Relevance of Genesis presentation at the Knoxville Center of the Deaf in Tennessee and to the deaf congregation of First Baptist Church in Knoxville. In addition, Calvin created a Facebook page, Deaf Genesis Apologetics, where he posts news and brief teaching points related to the authority of Scripture. Calvin is excited about the opportunity to give his Relevance of Genesis presentation on the next Deaf Day, October 10, 2015, at the Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. The annual Deaf Day event usually draws well over 100 deaf guests. Having a native ASL speaker who understands the relevance of creation will be a perfect fit.
Noah in Nashville. In February, thousands of Christian leaders at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, had an opportunity to speak face-to-face with one of the most famous people in history. Noah was strolling the convention floor and answering questions about the Ark. Reenactment actor Dex Nordquist has a passion for history and has portrayed many historical characters in documentaries, movies, and plays. Acting as the Ark Encounters version of Noah proved to be a particularly challenging experience at NRB because he had to do more than simply follow a script. To prepare for the role, Dex met with the team at the Ark Encounter Design Studio to learn all he could about how to represent this righteous man. The plan was for Dex to act as the 600-year-old Noah, who had nearly finished building the Ark. As such, he would be able to answer questions only about life before the flood. Conference attendees asked Noah a wide range of questions. The goal was to help evangelical leaders understand the importance of taking Genesis seriously in our modern world, and to raise awareness of the Ark Encounter's mission to our culture. Dex was surprised that so many people at a gathering of Christian professionals had basic questions about the Genesis flood account and its relevance for today. The Ark Encounter theme park, being built in Williamstown, Kentucky, will highlight the historical and scientific credibility of the biblical flood. The aim is to strengthen Christians' faith in the Bible's reliability while removing obstacles to faith for unbelievers.